Growing a business is hard, but it does not have to be. Once a week, we take a break from the hustle and bustle in business to talk about innovations and what's new in the C-suite. This is the Fractional C-Suite Retreat, and I'm Joseph Frost. Pull up a seat at the fire, grab a drink, smoke a cigar, and just join me as we relax, learn, and get inspired. This retreat is sponsored by Your CMO, helping organizations grow with better marketing strategy.
Welcome. I'm excited to have two guests today on my show. It's rare that we get to get two different people chiming in on the same subject. So I'm excited to welcome one person who is co-founder and chief executive officer of Canine Franchising. He is a franchisor. He's also the chairman of the board of Canine Holdings. He and his brother founded Canine Resorts in 2020. And we're going to talk about some of the experiences they've had with their fractional CMO engagement with our other guest, who is one of our fractional CMOs. His superpower is strategic insights. With over 30 years of marketing experience, he has an ability to find that missing piece that when put in place makes a big difference. He's been working with Canine since 2021. So with that, I welcome Jason Parker with Canine Franchising and Dave Blanchard with Your CMO. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, this will be exciting. So we're going to dive right into it, Jason, with a question. As a franchisor, founder, co-founder, what would you say is one thing that is really important to you that you think other C-suite professionals should be thinking about today?
I think you have to really surround yourself with the right people. That's important, I think, to grow and scale any business. My personal opinion is that, founders, as brilliant as some of them, are, they don't know everything about everything, right? And it's really important to be able to, find others who you can surround yourself with so that you can strengthen what you can bring to the table and help grow the business.
Yeah, that is so important. And it's probably one of the reasons why we're talking today is as you were looking to surround yourself with people, the fractional CMO role seemed like an interesting way to do that. We'll dive into that in a little bit. Dave, I might ask you the same question. You know, as a C-suite leader in your own right, what's one of the things that you think is very important for other C-suite professionals to be thinking about?
I think C-suite leaders should be thinking about how do they take advantage of the opportunities available in terms of finding talent today. The world has changed dramatically, really over the last decade, but very much very rapidly since COVID. People are much more comfortable from working from home and in different roles. Gone are the days when we all sat in an office 5 days a week and together. And so with that flexibility comes more opportunity to find the right talent, as Jason was talking about, that you need for your business.
Yeah, that's a really timely topic. And I'd be curious, Jason, from your perspective on twofold, from a franchisor perspective, you've got an opportunity to tap into a remote workforce. But then on the franchisee level, what do you see they have? It's a little more brick and mortar kind of establishment, but how are they able to also tap into kind of this remote workforce or hybrid workforce?
Sure. So with Canine Resorts, we have really, other than, really in the heart of the pandemic, we at our corporate office have always believed in being together and actually working in person for the collaboration effect. So I'm a big proponent of having everybody in the office. I think it's important. It helps to set the culture. It really helps, when we're bringing on a new person to get them entrenched in the business, familiar with the team and familiar with what we do. I do think it's important to have people in person when possible. With that being said, we do have one or two people who are remote, and they do come to the office when needed and generally are working remote in another state. So I think that it is definitely something that has changed my way of thinking, the pandemic has. And now we are able to work with some other people that we may not have considered in the past. For our franchise owners, it's pretty much, we do run brick and mortar facilities. They're, luxury resorts for dogs. So really not something that we can outsource to, or really have anyone who isn't inside the resort. Maybe, from a customer service perspective, that could be a possibility, but not something that we've done quite yet.
Yeah. And in some ways, the benefits of being a franchise owner is that they have a remote back office and many of the things that they don't need to do on premise. Can you speak a little about, as specifically for your franchise owners, what you do for them and generally what that means for other franchise owners that are looking for that type of business model to potentially acquire and purchase, whether from you or from other franchisors?
Yeah, so I think that here at K9, like I said, we're we have to be in the resorts, and even our franchise owners, and their team members have to be inside the resorts. But there's always things that can be done from outside the four walls of the luxury hotel, such as accounting, potentially customer service. They can do a lot of their hiring via Zoom, and do interviews that way to kind of help the process along and allow that to go faster. So there are definitely things that our franchisees can do. And during COVID, for about a year, when our corporate office team members all worked from home, we did virtual discovery days. And discovery days are the last part of our process where it's a mutual approval. The company gets to decide if we want to move forward with the candidate. Candidate at the same time, has to make sure that they want to move forward with purchasing the franchise. And we did that very successfully for a year from March of 2020 until about March, April of 2021, when we started bringing that, back to in person.
Yeah. And
One other, sorry, Joe. One thing, other thing I'd add. I think Jason brings up a good point. It's really finding that right blend between having people in the office, having people available locally, and then taking advantage of the remote where you can. I just think about our marketing program, and a lot of what drives leads for resorts is done through our agency, who's in Southern California, Scorpion, and they are, a lot of, they're able to put together packages that the resort owners utilize to drive to make the phone ring, basically. And so they're, but so and the advantage to the franchisees, they get to leverage those very sophisticated expert resources rather than trying to hire it onto their own as a small business owner. So there's tremendous leverage in that, and being able to K9 being able to tap into the right resource in the right place, regardless of where they are, and bring them to bear on in behalf of on the benefit of the franchisees is a tremendous, a very powerful concept, I think.
Good point,
Yeah,
Dave.
I would agree, and I think that gets to the interesting model that your CMO has is a kind of remote and outsourced or fractional leader in your organization, and as such, we generally go into companies that are in their leadership team is pretty localized. They're all in one place, but we're the odd man out, odd person out. What has that been like for you, Dave, when you engage with clients that have a more traditional leadership team that's in person, and you're the one that's not? How have you addressed that, and what are some of the challenges and opportunities that come with that?
K9 has been a great team to work with. They are a great group of people. Jason has been, more than supportive. When he talks about finding the smart people and hiring them, he also knows how to support them and let them do the work. That's the other side of it, is that you have to, when you find those people, you have to give them the leash, if you will, or the latitude to do what they know how to do and support them. And he's great at that. So that's the other thing is, and he's created a great culture of collaboration, and there's people just get along and work well together. So that's made it a lot easier. I think, other than that, it's just a matter of regular communication. You missed sort of the water cooler conversations, but you know, having regular communications, we have weekly meetings. I have one-on-ones with Cassie, the senior vice president of marketing at K9 every week. So good communication. Having come from a background, I worked at HP for 26 years, and it was actually a distributed workforce years and years and years ago. So I had, my boss, where I worked in Vancouver, Washington. My boss worked in Boise. His boss worked in Roseville. Her boss worked in San Diego, and it was a very distributed organization. And so it was not unusual to need to be able to collaborate across the miles. And we had, development teams in India that worked across time zones. So it was kind of a natural thing for me to just make sure that the necessary communication was in place.
Jason, how about you? How was it working with kind of a senior leader remotely versus having your more entrenched team? Was there any nuances there you had to overcome?
Yeah, no, I think it worked out really, really well. And I think, a lot of that had to do with, I'm a very, process person, right? Because we're in the franchise business. And in order to, and one of the things that I think you need to have a successful franchise is to have a lot of systems and processes in place. And that's something that, I was very impressed when we started working with Dave, just, the rhythm, the flow, and the process that he was able to bring. It's something that I really appreciated. So I think that helped make it easy. And of course, when we started working together was really when Zoom started becoming really popular. So that piece of technology also, helped us and helped the situation.
Well, good. So paint me a picture of what marketing looked like before Dave in your organization.
Sure. So we, marketing was something that we, we always work on, right? We always want to make sure, to me, in any business, what, and throughout all the different departments, there's always room for improvement. That's how you grow a business. You get a whole bunch of smart people together in the room and you kick around different ideas. So I think, something that happened when we brought Dave in was just getting a different perspective, bringing in a perspective of someone that, really has a lot of experience in marketing and coming to the table with creative ideas on the one side, and then on the other side, listening and doing a great job of hearing the entire team from the canine side, and then helping put everything together into one cohesive marketing plan. So the plans have been great. It's really helped us and our whole entire franchise system scale and grow the business, and especially those franchise owners that are just starting out, that are just opening their first location, they really appreciate the marketing plan in a box, if you will. Everything's all figured out for them. It's been tested. There's proven practices behind what we're asking them to do, and then they're seeing the results. They're seeing their resort open up and either meet or exceed revenue projections. And that's an exciting thing for everyone involved. And so that's something that I really enjoyed over the past several years.
Dave, how would you assess the marketing landscape when you arrived at K9?
I would say the change, the transformation was from no dedicated marketing team. There were people that were doing marketing. They were also doing other jobs, typically ops. From no dedicated marketing to team to a fully fledged, fully functional, highly performing marketing team. So we've got a Cassie Gato, who's a senior vice president of marketing. She's fully in place now. We just in May hired a second person. There's another. There have been some interns helping with social media, and so that's been, I think, the biggest transformation. As K9 has grown, I've been able to hire those people, coach them, mentor them, advise them, and really get them solidly in place and performing. And then I think the other thing is that, we worked a lot on the grand opening plan that Jason was speaking about. And prior to my getting involved, it took, I'd say 18 months to 2 years to get to the point where new resorts are profitable. And now that's within a matter of months because we redid the marketing plan. We utilized some Facebook targeted advertising, some special offers. We started offering sales of services prior to opening the doors. So actually, that's something that hadn't been done before. That's one of the strategic insights, the thing that was missing that was overlooked. And that made a huge difference. So then once we got that in place, resorts were opening with 40, 30, 40, $50,000 on the books on day one. And as Jason said, that creates tremendous excitement and momentum when you've just invested, a couple million dollars and a couple of years to bring one of these resorts out of the ground, and you're just hoping that people come in the door. When they actually do come in the door, it's a real high.
Jason, so tell me a little bit about the state of the franchise today. How's it going? Where you're at? Where you're going next?
Sure. So things are going really, really well. We've had a really great start to 2024. 2023 was an amazing year. We opened 10 locations and awarded over 50 new franchise licenses. So definitely 2024, we hit the ground running. We have two locations that have already opened so far this year, and we're only 5 weeks into the year. We've got another 18 locations that we're pretty confident will open in 2024, and that'll bring our total number of open resorts to over 50 locations. So we're very, very excited about that. And we just keep, growing in that regard. Also, we have over 100 franchisees that should open over the next several years. So we've expanded the team here at K9. Really, we want to make sure that we staff up ahead of the growth that we know is coming. And we've done that. That's our commitment to the brand and to our franchise partners and franchise owners. And we're just really in a very big growth mode and excited what the next couple of years has in store.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You guys have grown fast and significantly and poised for a continued scale. Kudos to you and the team. How much of that would you attribute to the infrastructure that you put into marketing along the way in the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think that definitely there's the marketing is something that everyone's very sensitive of, right? Because us at the corporate office, we want to make sure that our locations are opening and each franchise owner and each location is tremendously successful. And as Dave alluded to earlier, our franchise owners are spending anywhere from $2 to $3 million to open a brand new K9 Resorts facility, in some cases a little bit more depending on the exact square footage of the resort. And marketing is important. It's an important piece of it, a very important piece of it. We've got to make sure that we get it right. We've all done a tremendous job, at the corporate office, and Dave's been a big part of that, along with our franchise owners, of making sure that we're really testing what is working well, what can we improve upon, how can we make it better. That's kind of our general philosophy with all the different components of the business, right? It's not just limited to marketing. It's in the real estate search and in the training and the operations. What can we do to continuously make the business and the brand better and stronger? And I think we've all done a very nice job with that. Marketing certainly has grown in leaps and bounds over the last 3 years, and I think it's going to continue to grow over the next several years. Things are constantly changing, right, with respect to marketing, definitely on the digital side. And a large component that sometimes is overlooked by franchise owners is what each franchise owner can do in their market. Meaning, the grassroots marketing is very, very important. Get out in the neighborhoods, meet the chamber of commerce, meet the other business owners, meet the community members and community leaders that are really, going to be able to help you spread the word that your new K9 Resorts just opened. Is just so important. So I always want to make sure that that I mention that a big piece of marketing is what the franchise owners and their local team can do in the marketplace, networking, getting to know the other pet professionals, and getting to know the community.
Yeah, I think a great example of that was in Cherry Hill, where the general manager there struck up a relationship with a local brew pub, and they came up with a Canine Resorts Amber, I think it was, and did a promotion on one day, and they had people coming in with, buying beer and getting exposure to Canine Resorts. I think that's an example of the kind of creativity that can happen at the local level.
Yeah, in addition to that, we recently had a husband and wife team in Pennsylvania, Devin Costas, open up their Canine Resorts location a couple of months ago, maybe 6 months ago now. And they were involved in every event that happened in their community for 6 months leading up to the grand opening. And that's rare. I mean, a lot of the time, our franchise owners they're busy, they're worrying, about the construction, they're overseeing that, they're starting to hire the staff. But Devin Costas really did a tremendous job, still, juggling all of those pieces, but getting to every single event, meeting hundreds of people, hundreds of dogs, in the 6 months leading up to their grand opening. And they opened up with tremendous success, and they're continuing to grow. And they're really, now, continuing to realize all the different, the efforts that they put in so far in advance to their opening is really paying off in a really big way.
Joe, one
Those are
other thing
great.
I wanted to add in terms of sort of changes. One of the things we did fairly early on was we made some tweaks to the Canine brand and really clarified, I think, what it stood for. Going in, when I arrived, it was kind of all about luxury, which was great. And we did some customer interviews, and what we heard was, luxury is fine, but really, what made me choose Canine was my dog was really well cared for and loved, came home tired and happy, and the facilities were immaculate. And so we actually created trademarks around each of those three pillars. And now, there's plaques in every location that talks about those three things. So it's really clear, we really clarified why it is that someone should choose Canine above any other alternative, and made that really clear. So I think we sort of tweaked, and then we came up with the tagline of five-star service, love and fun included. So we added that love and fun part into the luxury part, and that little tweak to the brand, I think, really helped.
Yeah, too bad you couldn't interview the dogs. They made a guest appearance show in some of the interviews
They
alongside
did.
their owners. They did.
Well,
Oh, my.
yeah, we did actually, and we did a video shoot, and it was fun watching the dogs pull their owners into the Canine Resorts because they were so excited to be there, and so we could, it really it the dogs are great testimonials for them.
Yeah. Yep. Dave. Marketing, you've done it for different types of companies over the years. Marketing for a franchisor is a really unique marketing challenge. Can you talk about that a little bit from your perception, kind of looking back on what was interesting, what worked, what you learned?
Well, I think the starkest difference, well, I guess a couple of things. One is, I kind of view the franchisor's role as really being the R&D and figuring out the system that works so that it is replicatable in each location. I think that's absolutely fundamental. One way that's it's it's different in how the website's designed. You got to have local pages. You got to have local national pages. It's different how you do SEO. There's got to be local SEO and national SEO. Those have to be coordinated. And then the way you manage social media, we just are currently rolling out a tool called Soshi, which will allow us to centrally view all of the social media posts and push social media out. Posts out that the fran makes it really easy for franchisors to put things together that are both on brand. It's really combining brand consistency with the local creativity and making those two things come together. And so that's a real challenge for any franchisor, because you want the brand, you don't want franchisees to be posting anything and everything. You want to be consistent with the brand and carrying that brand message it forward. But at the same time, you can't do it all centrally. It has to be done locally. And you want that local community involvement, the local creativity, the local personality. So combining those two things is a real, I think, interesting challenge for any franchisor.
Jason, and with your time with Dave and in general, do you have a different appreciation for kind of a strategic level marketing versus tactical, or have you learned anything over the last couple of years that you've taken away from this fractional CMO engagement?
Yeah, absolutely. There's just, with the wealth of knowledge that, Dave is able to bring to the table, and definitely, looking at it from, 30,000 feet rather than living in it day to day, it really helped us to be able to be strategic and, quarterly decide what are the projects that we want to work for in the next 90-day period, tackle them, measure that result 90 days later, and then be able to move on and do it again. So, definitely, love the strategic approach.
Dave, any other insights from the pet industry from you that you've learned in the last couple of years that are really standing out in your mind?
Yeah, I think it's really clear that pet owners consider themselves pet parents. Finding a place that they can trust their dog with is much like finding a preschool or a daycare center for a child. It's that important. In fact, we had just had to put our dog down on Saturday,
Oh, so sorry to hear that.
the dogs are a tremendous part of the family, and so that's the kind of care that and the sort of trust that pet owners need with whoever they do business with. They're their children. It's their family.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
Yeah, sorry to hear about that, Dave. We lost a
Sorry, I didn't
dog.
mean to bring up a downer, but
Well, we also lost a dog last, 9 months. It's so, it's such a big part of your family, and it's only natural that they would take that level of care and concern when choosing a place to house their little baby. What about working together? Anything that worked really well, or anything that you had to change or tweak along the way? Because this fractional CMO work, it's all about building trust between the CMO and the owner, and it doesn't work if that trust isn't there. And we've built our CMO system around supporting that trust building between the CMO and the owner. But anything that you two found out about each other, about yourselves, that helped or hindered that relationship building and trust?
Yeah, look, to me, at the end of the day, you have to, trust and respect the people that you're working with and, believe that they can have an impact on your business. And, we certainly believe that, with Dave, and value everything that he was able to bring to the table. We learned a lot. There were a lot of things that, systems we didn't have in place that we now have today. And, we're just going to take those, those best practices. And as we continue to grow, make sure that we're focused on them, and we're always doing what we can to improve the marketing for the brand, for the franchise owners, and really, as Dave mentioned earlier, get the right messaging to the customer. We want to make sure that the customer is comfortable every time they come into a Canine Resorts. We feel that they are, and there's always an opportunity to improve messaging to make sure that, everyone's aligned and on the same page.
How about you, Dave? Thoughts on communication and building relationship and trust with
Well,
Jason?
I feel, as I said before, I feel like Jason placed a lot of trust in me, and that was absolutely critical to getting anything done. That is a very empowering. The organization would easily align with what I was doing because Jason was behind it and 100% behind it. So, that was absolutely critical. I guess if I were to do it over again, I'd probably spend more time, Jason, with you. There was, we put a lot of processes in place and that worked. That would be the thing that I would probably do more. I remember when we finished the our first goal was to get the resorts open to profitability quicker, and we did that fairly quickly. And then there were key points that were key points of communication that went back to Jason. I said, "What do we want to do next?" Because we needed another direction. And Jason said, "Well, we need to get resorts to maturity, within 2 or 3 years." And so that became our next goal. So absolutely critical, sort of alignment around that high level purpose or high level goal, and then everything can flow from that. So I guess if you have key alignment around some of those fundamentals, you can get a lot done, with that trust and independence.
How much interaction did you have, Dave, with the franchisees, franchise owners?
It was I actually, well, I went to one of the conferences a couple of years ago, met several of them. That was great. There have been a couple of them that have been involved in some of the systems development we've been doing. I had a chance to talk with them, and I always have, this is something I learned a long time ago in my career, but really, I looked at the franchisees as customers. They needed to be made happy by corporate marketing. And so I was very careful and respectful to understand their input. There were some things that they had some concerns about. And really, franchisees, their question is, what have you done for me today? And so if they don't see marketing as contributing to their top line and bottom line, then it starts to unravel. So I tried my best to listen and make sure that we were working on things that were important to them and made a difference to them.
Jason, what's the strength of your team today? Now Dave's gonna start stepping away and put it all back in your lap and your team's lap. How confident do you feel in that team that he's helped you build and put in place to take things forward?
Very, very confident. We've got a great group of people here. We've got people that come from all different marketing backgrounds. We've built a really nice team that works each and every day to make sure that we're doing the best that we can for our franchise owners and for the brand and for the customers. So very, very confident. I think that there's a lot of systems that they've put in place that are going to carry us forward, and we're going to continue to utilize them, make them better, continue to evolve like we have been. And grow together.
What's one thing that you think you'll miss not having Dave around in his role?
Some great ideas. I know we'll probably stay in touch and be able to have some think sessions, in the future. There's been a lot of collaboration between everybody that's been involved, and so that's certainly something that I'll miss. And I'm sure, like I said, there'll be other opportunities down the road.
Dave, what's your assessment of the team that you've helped build there, and what's one thing you'll miss?
Well, I think the team's very strong, and it does get to the point where, because of the day-to-day involvement, it starts to get to be beyond what a fractional can do, and it feels like we've reached that point. And so it feels like the perfect sort of transition, and exactly what was always planned and what was always anticipated. It's a little bit like sending a child off to college. You know it's coming, but the day it comes, it's a shock. And so but I mean, the team is really well positioned. They're taking things beyond where they'll continue to improve and make the system great. And also they're able to support. I mean, the number of openings that K9's doing now is about twice what it was last year. And I mean, when we started working together, they had 13 open. Now they have 32 or 33. They're going to open another 18 or 20 this year. That is a tremendous pace, and the resources are now in place to support each of those grand openings, which is each one of those grand openings is a big push. From the corporate team to support the franchisee to get the doors open, get the business going. So I'm 100% confident.
Good. You gonna miss Jason?
Yes. Yeah. I Jason is, as I said, I don't think I could have asked for a better CEO to work with, in terms of the trust and the confidence that he placed in me, and his leadership ability and his ability to create a fantastic culture, as well as a just the way that the whole business is dialed in. I mean, they are really experts in the field of taking care of dogs, and it shows in everything that they do.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, Jason, you are another success story for your CMO. I'm really appreciative also of having you as a client. Dave, you're also a shining example of what a good CMO does in that fractional engagement and the transformation that really has occurred in marketing for K9 that aligned with their growth initiatives. And I think you nailed it when we like to establish wildly important goals for our clients. The first one was, let's get more profitable quickly. And that was the big focus. You got that done. And then it was, all right, how do we help these franchisees mature more quickly? And then that was the next big focus. And that just goes to show what I think the differences are between strategic marketers like ourselves and maybe a necessary, but also not as strategic general agency. You know, that we come in with very strategic minds and make big impactful changes. And then the agencies are also very important, and they do a lot of the creative work and the design work to support that. And this is a great example. So thank you for being a great client, Jason. We appreciate that.
Of course. Thank you both. Appreciate all the help.
Yeah. And one of the things that often happens is people want to reach out, and especially with such a well-run franchise organization, you might have some potential franchise owners interested in learning more about what it takes to be a franchisee. What's the best way for them to reach out to you, Jason, or anybody that wants to learn more about what you're doing at K9 Resorts?
Sure. I would direct them from a consumer standpoint to k9resorts.com, just the letter K, the number 9, resorts.com. And for anyone interested in potentially becoming a franchise partner, k9franchise.com, letter K, number 9, and the word franchise.com.
Great. And we will have that detail in the show notes. And then Dave, if the next pet franchisor wants to reach out and get you, or Italy, any franchisor or business owner interested in learning more about what you do, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Yeah, they can reach me at dave@yourcmo, yourcmo.com, and reach out to me there. And I love to talk marketing, and I'd be happy to have a conversation with anybody who is experiencing some marketing challenges or wondering if there might be a way to do it better.
Great. Well, thank you both for being on the show. Jason, it really was nice to get to know you over the last couple conversations we've had, and excited to see your growth. So thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you,
Dave. And thank you for making time and jumping on and sharing your experiences with us as well.
Thanks. It's been fun.
And to my audience, our audience, thank you for listening. And if you want to get a hold of Jason or Dave, you've got the details in the show notes. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. My producers make sure I say that so we can get our numbers up, but more importantly, so you can meet more interesting people like Jason and Dave in the future. So thank you for your time as well.
And that's a wrap. There's another successful episode of the Fractional C-Suite Retreat. See our show notes and more episodes at fractionalcsuiteretreat.com. This podcast is sponsored by Your CMO, helping organizations grow, save time and money with better marketing strategy and fractional execution. Visit them at yourcmo.com, yourcmo.com, spelled wrong,